Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Yoma. Mishnah Gimel tells us about Hapayis HaSheni, the second of the four lotteries that were used to assign the Avodos in Beis HaMikdash. And the second pious is actually the main one of the morning, and it includes most of the Avodos that are going to be done in the morning. So the Mishnah tells us Hapayis HaSheni, the second lottery. Here's what we do in that lottery. First of all, Mishochet, who gets to do the shechita of the Karban Tamid. So that's thing number one. Job number two that is chosen by this pious, Mizorek, who gets to do the zrika, the throwing of the blood of the Tamid on the side of the Mizbeach. Number three, Mimidashin Mizbeach HaPnimi, who gets the opportunity to clean the ashes off of the golden Mizbeach inside the Kodesh. Number four, Umi Midashin is a menorah, who gets the opportunity to clean the ashes out of the menorah and get it ready for the lighting. Now, we mentioned that specifically back in the first parak when we talked about the things that the Kohen Gadol did during the week when he did all of these things. So we mentioned a few of these things, right? We mentioned Zrikas Adam, we mentioned Hatavas Aneros, and Ketores is actually coming down the line in the third pious. So he did all of these things himself, but usually he didn't do any of them. And so that's number four. Numbers 5 through 13, right? The next nine people are all involved in Umi Ma'ala Evarim Lekevesh. Who is going to take the limbs of the Karban HaTamid to the ramp of the Mizbeach, onto the ramp? We had mentioned earlier that the Karban HaTamid, after it was shechted, was cut up into large pieces, into sections, and then those sections are then brought to the ramp. They are put on the ramp, and then the Kohanim leave them there, and they go to say Kriya Shema, because at that point it is late enough in the morning that they can say Kriya Shema. It's almost sunrise. They can say Kriya Shema, and then they come back. And then they come back and then put the pieces onto the Mizbeach. So here we're talking about the people who are going to bring the parts of the Tamid to the ramp. So that's nine people. What are these jobs? So person number five, right? This is job number five, is Harosh Varegel. This person is in charge of taking the head of the animal and the right hind leg. The second person, which is person number six, Ushtei Hayadayim. He takes the forelegs, the right and left forelegs. Person number seven takes Haoketz Veharegel, the tail, which includes the hindquarters and the left hind leg. The eighth person takes Hachazeh Vehagera, the chest and the neck. The ninth person says Ushtei Hadefanos, and the two sides with the spine. And finally, for the animal, person number 10, Vehakravayim, the innards. We know the innards are separated out and washed, and then they're put on a tray, and that is person number 10. Now, of course, along with all animal karbanos, we have mentioned a few times that along with animal karbanos, there are also nesachim. And so the nesachim are flour and oil and wine. And so person number 11, Vehasoles, he brings the flour. And along with the flour comes the wine. Person number 12, between the flour and the oil, we'll have in person number 13, is the Hachavitin. This is the mincha of the Kohen Gadol. The mincha of the Kohen Gadol brings a mincha every day, an isaron, which is the normal amount of a mincha, except that instead of bringing the full isaron, it is split. And half of it is brought in the morning with the tamid, and half of it is brought in the afternoon with the tamid. And so Kohen number 12 carries the half of the Minchas Chavitin that's going to be brought in the morning. And number 13, Vihayayin, the person who carries up the wine that is poured on the Mizbeach at the time of the bringing of the Karban HaTamid. So, Shloshasar Kohanim Zachubo, as we've seen, that's 13 different Kohanim, right? The first four are doing kind of work, Shechita, Zrika, and cleaning the Mizbeach Zav and cleaning the menorah. The next nine are carrying things to the ramp for Hakrava. And so the way they were selected was, again, through this pious, right? Everybody would stick out fingers. The Kohen, who was in charge, would select a very large number, and then he would count fingers until he got to a Kohen, where the count concludes. So that Kohen is person number one, and the next 12 Kohanim are included also as well, and they get the next 12 jobs. Amar ben Azai b'nei Rabbi Akiva, mishum Rabbi Yehoshua. Ben Azai quotes Rabbi Yehoshua before Rabbi Akiva as disagreeing about the order of the parts of the animal. Derech hilucho hayakariv. He says it goes in the order that an animal would typically walk. So rather than the order that we had, which is head and right hind leg, followed by four legs, followed by the tail, hindquarters, and left leg, then back up to the front of the animal, followed by the chest and the neck, and then the two sides, and then the innards. So his order would be first the head and the rear right leg, because that's together, and the head is first. Then achaza v'agera, the chest and the neck. Then shtei yadayim, the four legs. Then shtei adefanos, the two sides, and only then the oketz, the hindquarters and the rear, the hind left leg. Right, and of course the innards are last according to everybody, and then followed by the flour and the oil and the minchas levitin and the wine that will be poured on the mizbeach.